I'll tell you something for nothing. It's a gorgeous evening. I can see the moon and the stars, and it's not that cold. And I'm out walking the dog whilst I leave a pot tentatively bubbling away on my stove at home. A very nice pot, actually. A pot that God is a gift. But when I looked at how much these crooks can't pronounce it, kind of cast iron pots cost, they ain't cheap. But they seem to be the only pots, and the stainless steely bottom ones, steel irony bottom ones that work on the weird cooker that kind of inherited with the new house, which is an induction hob. Did you want to know all that? Probably not, bit too geeky. Nevertheless, there is a sauce bubbling away right now, and it is the epitome of deliciousness. Why? Because of the amount of local produce in there. One of the exciting things that happened today, apart from the audio boo update, which I'm using right now, is the arrival, or the apparent arrival. It might have been there yesterday, but it's perfect for today because Love Fresh has the word love in, and today is Valentine's Day. It came into the Apple Store, and it's great. I have had a kind of beta tester app for a little while, so I have had the joys of using it and exploring the neighborhood. Looking at the moment, you know, if you have the app, it's down to you to populate it with interesting places that do local produce, and that's exactly what I've been doing. It's great being in a brand new area, not knowing anything about the area, because finding local produce means talking to local people, finding out what they're doing, learning about their businesses, and at the same time logging them, recording them, taking a photograph of them. And I've been making friends. This is an app that enhances community in real life as much as online. I love it. And if this sounds like an advertisement, no apologies. If you haven't downloaded the app, it's free, for God's sake. Go to the App Store, look for Love Fresh, and it will make your life so much better. Why? Because we all have to eat. I'll be eating tonight, and I've got extra satisfaction knowing that the meal that I'm eating is mostly, on the whole, made up from local produce. The wine, unfortunately, is not that popular around here, so as in winemaking, so I'm drinking a bottle of wine from somewhere else. Not right now, I'm walking the dog right now, but there has been a large amount that's actually gone into the cooking. I went right from the very beginning reducing tomatoes right down, instead of going for the puree option. And it's just so many allotment growers and stuff around here. You can get an incredible amount of stuff that you'd think was out of season, but they seem to have some kind of heated tube system going on in the area. So, wonderful. Anyway, another exciting thing that happened today. Yep, audio boo update. Very pink, which I'm not so sure about, but I like the time remaining factor on there, which I'm looking at right now. Actually, the pink glow, it's kind of grown on me. I was kind of used to what it was before. It's been like that forever, but this looks good. What else? Hipstamatic. One of the big problems I found with Hipstamatic was that you just couldn't use it for proper gathering of any extra information and exciting stuff, because with Hipstamatic, come here, don't wee on people's drives when they are possibly going to be driving up to their house very soon. Okay. It's okay, it wasn't their house, it was just a wee. I do have poo bags in my pocket. Took ages between snapping photographs for you to be able to do another one, and I'm always like, yeah, hang on a second, it'll be ready in a moment, before then recording an audio boo and adding that image. So they've done some background processing, which is brilliant, and just makes life that little bit easier and quicker and slicker. What other exciting stuff has happened today? I've been creating a list. This isn't exciting at all. I'm just struggling for things justify my current excitement. I think I'm more excited about dinner than anything else. Creating a list for South by Southwest. If you didn't know already, I very kindly been given sponsorship or patronisation. Is that what it's called? Patronisation? From King of Shaves, Will King, who is King of Shaves on Twitter, replied to a tweet saying, yeah, no worries, man, I'll send you. I'm no doubt going to talk about this in depth later on, but he effectively covered my costs for going to South by Southwest. So I'm creating a list. If you are going to South by Southwest, Please just let me know on SXSW2011.postrus.com, or check my tweets, or just DM me or whatever, or at me and say, I'm going to South by Southwest, add me to your Twitter list. I'd like to have a list of attendees when I'm there. There's nothing worse than when you get somewhere and the apps aren't ready. There were loads of amazing apps in the, yesterday and the day before being talked about on how this is how we tell what's hot and what's not at festivals and places like this, or news in areas that need to be documented, and we check this gauge. Well, these things haven't been invented yet, so at the moment I just collect a list of people in my vicinity, in my area, or at the same event, and that enables me to see what people are doing. If they're all going, wow, you've got to be here, it's amazing, then I tend to go there. And the same if things are crap, I stay in bed. So lists for me are the way of filtering what's going on, and I highly recommend, if you're not going to South by Southwest, create a list of those people that aren't at South by Southwest if you happen to be up at the same time, because the timeline can get pretty messy with people hashtagging SXSW, and I can understand it's a bit frustrating, but there's so much going on, it's like a mega geek fest. So I will be just as guilty as anybody else for throwing out content relevant to South by Southwest. So I don't know where that's going to go yet. At the moment, I'm working with Will and his website, which, believe it or not, is shave.com. Ooh, how much must that have costed? To try and get a page off the back of that so that I can, at the very least, throw a hub and an aggregated kind of scraper there, which Richard Mackney, the legend that is, he's just been playing with all kinds of stuff recently, and I've been saying, oh, is there any chance that I could use that for scraping some stuff so that I don't have to worry about where my content is going, use the normal apps and places that I use and have it all go into the one page, a little bit like Phil Campbell did originally with his responder, and when we went to South by Southwest all those years ago, 3 years ago now, crazy stuff. But things have moved on quite a lot with scrapers and RSS scrapers and stuff all over the place, and there's so many new and exciting apps out there. It's be interesting to see how and what the shape of the internet is and what kind of tools are being used. I've just got home. I'm going to go in, finish my sauce, pour another glass of my personal sauce, i.e. wine, and have an evening get in. So whatever you're doing for this Valentine's Day, take a moment, step outside, look up at the moon. It is very beautiful. And if you are feeling romantic, revel in the fact that things look romantic right now. So have a good evening. Take care. Bye-bye.